This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Continuing with the loosely built theme of the second half of the program today, that is borders and their enduring importance in the global economy, in Europe, as the news tells us. Also, though, it's happening in Asia. China has a whole lot of neighbors, 14 to be precise, more than any other country in the world, except Russia, which also has 14 as it happens. The border towns of the planet's second biggest economy are crucial. They are literally the crossroads of China's growing economic influence over the rest of the planet. So today we're going to start an occasional series called Frontier Towns. The first stop is the city of Hunchun, which lies on a tiny sliver of land sandwiched between two of China's most important allies, Russia and North Korea. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz explains China has big plans for that city, and the money from Beijing is flowing right in.
Just east of Hunchun, there's a tower. It's full of tourists, mostly Chinese, who have come to this lonely outpost to catch a glimpse of the world. 50 feet to their north is Russia's Far East. Across the river to their south is North Korea. Xugang, a tourist from Beijing, gazes south. The hills in the distance look different from those on this side of the river. They were stripped bare of their trees in the 1990s when starving North Koreans chopped them down for fuel, eating their bark. Xu thinks about what China must look like from the other side of the river.
They're probably a little jealous. We all look the same, but they must wonder why there's such a big difference in living conditions. I bet they reflect on that a lot.
Pretty soon, the North Koreans will have more to reflect on. China just built a $7 billion bullet train to this city. Leaders hope to extend the line to Vladivostok in Russia and maybe someday to North Korea. And while Hunchun is in the middle of a region with the slowest economic growth in China, the city of just 200,000 people attracted more than $17 billion worth of investment last year alone.
Generally speaking, they want to push as much stuff into North Korea as possible.
Adam Cathcart, a lecturer of Chinese history at the University of Leeds, says China hopes Hunchun's investment boom will lead to better business across the border.
It's a lever they can use against North Korea, but it's also a lever they can use with the United States and the UK and, you know, everybody who wants to sanction and punish North Korea. They've got every opportunity to do quite a lot of business along the frontier, and I think China wants to keep it going.
There have been roadblocks, though. The uncle of leader Kim Jong-un was North Korea's point man on China, favoring closer business ties across the border. His exuberance for China, though, was one reason his powerful nephew abruptly had him executed as a traitor 2 years ago. Relations have warmed since then. At a restaurant in downtown Hunchun, young women sent by the North Korean government sing songs about their dear leader and their glorious motherland. And a couple of blocks away at a market, Chinese vendors sell crabs, shrimp, and clams fresh from the waters off North Korea's coast.
The prices aren't very stable, but their seafood is cheaper and better quality.
Vendor Longming says seafood from across the border is popular because it's clean. The state of North Korea's economy means there isn't much industry to pollute the habitat. Long's husband runs a casino in the North Korean port city of Rason. Gambling is illegal in China, so his customers are rich Chinese tourists. Long complains, though, about her husband's North Korean business partners.
They're so sneaky. A while ago, there was a disaster in the town, so they asked us to just give them 5,000 tons of cement and 1,500 tons of rebar, all for free. What are you going to do? It's the price of doing business there.
Lucky for Hunchun, people from across the other border are a more reliable source of revenue. A Russian singer in a tight dress belts out a song at a nightclub named Beer Lin. Later, several other Russian go-go dancers join her on stage. Chinese and Russian businessmen tip the women to come to their tables for a drink. Larissa Mikhailovna, the singer, is from a town near Lake Baikal. She says many Russians have come to Hunchun because the cost of living here is low, as is the cost and quality of health care. She intends to stay.
I'm not saying it's terrible in Russia, but as a woman in my hometown, it can be dangerous to walk around town on my own, whereas here, it's no problem at all. The main difference between the two countries is that Chinese people work very hard, and in Russia, not so much.
Back at the tower, surrounded by Russia and North Korea, tourist Xu Gong thinks about these differences too.
Over here in China, the market is prosperous, the living standard high, and our quality of life quite good. Now that I'm here at this three-country border, I'm finally able to appreciate how fortunate I am to be Chinese.
With that, Xu bids farewell to the Russian and North Korean landscape, steps into his black Audi sedan, and drives home. On China's border with North Korea and Russia, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
There's more from Rob and our series Frontier Towns on the Morning Report tomorrow, medical tourism to the Middle Kingdom.